Hey, how are you going?
I'm doing all right. So tell us about this this walk.
So a group of us locals are walking to Melbourne from Bendigo at the end of next month to raise money for mental health.
Is there a reason behind this particular cause at all, Tim?
Something pretty close to our hearts. We've lost a friend back at the end of 2016 to suicide. A few of the others have lost family members, and it's just something that resonates with pretty much with everyone in some way, shape or form. So we're just sort of trying to do our best to help and make a difference in whatever way we can.
Yeah. How long are you looking at doing this particular walk? Have you set yourself a time or just however it goes?
So we're looking at doing it over 3 days. We're looking at walking from Bendigo to Kyneton, staying in Kyneton, go from Kyneton to Sunbury, and then Sunbury to Melbourne for the last day.
It's a big walk. How's the exercise going and training?
It's going. We're doing a bit, but I don't think anything can sort of prepare you for the multitude of what we're about to do, but everyone's getting right behind it, so it makes it all worth it.
Did you have to do a lot of convincing to your other five mates to do this and say, look, I've got this idea, we're going to walk from here to there, are you in? And were they very receptive of it? Because I can imagine, like I've said to people, I have a lot of trouble trying to walk to the letterbox. So imagine going from Bendigo to Melbourne, would be quite a lot of convincing, but there is, a very important cause behind it.
Surprisingly not. I sort of floated the idea to one of my friends and they said, I'll definitely get involved with that. And I sort of told a few others, just told them what we were doing and they said, oh, can we come? So they said, that's a great cause. Like, can we be a part of that? And we said, absolutely. So they've put their hand up to, do the miles with us, which is, great to see.
So how long's the walk? About 150-odd Ks, I think, off the top of my head from here to Kyneton.
I think probably 160-plus Ks.
That's a lot of steps. I have trouble doing the steps on the thing, so I wish you well with that. Now, you've got a fundraiser coming up?
We do have a fundraiser. So we'll be holding a fundraiser on the Friday before we leave, on the 21st of May at the Hibernian. Yep. So we'll have an auction and that night to just raise some more funds before we go. So hopefully hoping for a good turnout then.
So where is the proceeds going for this, mate?
So they'll be split between two local charities. So there's BAN, which is Suicide Prevention Awareness Network, and Less Chat, which is Mental Health Awareness.
Yeah, fantastic. And so just give us that auction night again. What night was it?
21st of May, the Hibernian.
21st of May. I'll put that into my calendar. And if anyone wants to support, is it best to maybe go along to the auction night, or do you have a GoFundMe page at the moment?
So we've got the auction night and we've also got a GoFundMe set up. So you'll find that on my, if you search for Tim McKern on Facebook, you'll find that on my Facebook. It's a public post. You'll be able to see it then. Otherwise, I can pass you the details on too.
All right. Easy.
And we've got donation tins probably at about 40 or 50 local businesses around town at the moment too.
Fantastic. Do you want to give those a bit of a mention, just a couple of those?
So we've had quite a lot of support. So we've had support from Jail King, Innes Motors, Dale Electrical, Customised Constructions, there's a whole lot of support and it's only growing by the day.
Fantastic. All right, mate. Well, we wish you well. Thanks for your time this afternoon. Keep those miles pumping along and hopefully we'll catch up before you go in a couple of weeks' time.
Sounds good, mate.
No worries at all. Thank you very much for your time. It is a big event, this particular one, so looking forward to getting behind it. Tim there joining us, and we'll have all the details on our website. It is The Sideline View on Gold Central Victoria.